I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, February 10th. A Massachusetts State Police trooper was injured when their cruiser hit the guardrail of Route 25 in Plymouth early yesterday morning. Trooper's injuries were not life-threatening. A supervisor will now investigate what happened in the crash, reported at 7:45 a.m. They did not share details on what's believed to have led to the crash. Snow was falling across Massachusetts yesterday, and officials had warned of dangerous driving conditions. Former Stoughton police officer Matthew Farwell is expected to face a judge for the first time today in federal court after he was arrested 6 months ago for the murder of Sandra Birchmore. Last weekend, a memorial for Sandra on the four-year anniversary of her death was held, followed by a standout at the Canton Police Department. Sandra's death was originally ruled a suicide when she was found hanging in her Canton apartment in February of 2021. But last year, police announced there was evidence Sandra was killed. According to court documents, Farwell was one of three Stoughton officers who had an inappropriate relationship with Sandra when she was a young teen in the Stoughton Police Department's Explorers program. Investigators believe Farwell killed Sandra when she was 23 years old after learning she was pregnant with his baby. He was also a married father of three at the time. Supporters plan to rally outside Farwell's court hearing in Boston this morning, and they hope to keep bringing attention to the case. On Friday, a critical drought was declared for a large swath of Massachusetts from Sturbridge in Worcester County to Newburyport by the ocean. Almost all of the rest of the state is a level below that, a significant drought. According to the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, only far western Massachusetts is in a mild drought. Massachusetts has been contending with low water levels for half a year. Most of the state has had a deficit of rainfall of between 8 and 13 inches since August, and January's 1 to 2.5 inches of rain and snow are 1 to 13 inches less than normal. Most of the state was in a critical drought in November when smoldering brush fires were sending smoke wafting across Massachusetts. The winter storm that just dumped a widespread 3 inches of snow across the state and up to 8.5 inches in Essex County may help make up that deficit, but not by much. While noting that the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority is not in a drought, Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rebecca Tepper noted that the winter weather isn't going to be enough to make up for the low precipitation levels that the state has seen. Governor Mara Healey intends to run for re-election in 2026. The 54-year-old Healey was elected to her first term as governor in 2022, making history as the first woman and first openly LGBTQ person to be elected governor of the state. In her first 2 years, she signed major laws related to incentivizing housing development, expanding clean energy, further regulating hospitals and the pharmaceutical industry, and making tax cuts. Her administration has also been burdened with the handling of a number of crises, among them the growing number of homeless families, putting logistical and financial strains on the state's emergency shelters, and a for-profit hospital system that collapsed last year, shuttering two hospitals. A native of New Hampshire, she attended Harvard College, where she served as captain of the women's basketball team. She played professional basketball overseas for several years before returning to Massachusetts to attend Northeastern University School of Law. After graduation, she started working for the state attorney general's office, an office she was elected to lead in 2014, and a position she was reelected to in 2018. Healey lives in Arlington with her partner, Joanna Lydgate. Several Republicans are reportedly eyeing runs for the governor's office next year as well. Former Housing and Economic Development Secretary Mike Keneally is seriously considering a gubernatorial campaign. And Senator Peter Durant says he'll decide this spring whether he will also make a bid. Keneally was a cabinet secretary under former Governor Charlie Baker, now serves as senior advisor and Chief Strategy Officer at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston. Durant won a recent special election to the Senate after spending years in the House and has become one of the most vocal opponents among electeds of the administration's family shelter policy. Governor Healey signed an executive order to establish the first ever Massachusetts Poet Laureate. Applications have not yet opened for the honorary position, which will serve as an ambassador for the arts to promote creative expression and inspire writers across the state. Famous poets have come out of Massachusetts since the 1700s. They include Phyllis Wheatley, who's considered to be one of the first black and enslaved people to publish a book of poems. She learned English and history from the elite Boston family who enslaved her. Another is Emily Dickinson, whose legacy as a sharp and outspoken poet is memorialized in a museum in her hometown of Amherst. Massachusetts was one of three states, along with New Jersey and Pennsylvania, to not have an established state poet laureate. More than a dozen municipalities had poet laureates of their own, including Boston, Somerville, and Worcester. Healey's order established an advisory committee to review applications and submit recommendations to nominate a candidate. The selected person will be eligible for a stipend from the Massachusetts Cultural Council. Well, last week, about 700 eighth graders from Quincy Public Schools took part in hands-on CPR training as part of the Matter of Heart initiative with the health services team. The training was led by certified instructors from Brewster Ambulance. Students learned essential life-saving skills, including how to assist choking victims and how to use an automated external defibrillator. 105 students successfully completed the course. During the event, students had the opportunity to observe how the Lucas device aids EMTs and paramedics in performing chest compressions, the Lund University Cardiopulmonary Assist System, or Lucas device, provides mechanical chest compressions to patients in cardiac arrest. Braintree police found a dog on Hawthorne Road on Saturday afternoon. The dog, a young mixed-breed male, had no collar, chip, or tags. If you have any information of the dog's owner, you are asked to contact Braintree Police. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow down 444. The Nasdaq dropped 268, and the S&P lost 57. Global stocks are mixed as investors found bargains despite worries about President Trump's tariffs. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $71 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics take on Miami at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and a high of 32 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 33. Wednesday, cloudy, high of 31. Some rain or mixed precipitation on Thursday, high 41. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds at 10 knots. High tide, 9:30 a.m. Sunrise, 6:46. Sets at 5:10. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update from Monday, February 10th.